With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are investigating an armed robbery at a food truck. Just before 10 p.m. on Monday, police were sent to the holdup on South Church Street, where two men, one armed with what appeared to be a handgun, the other with what appeared to be a knife, reportedly stole cash before taking off. Firearms response officers checking the Georgetown area spotted two men on bicycles in the Windsor Park area that fitted the descriptions of the suspects. They then dropped their bikes and took off on foot when they saw the officers. Police caught up with one, a 52-year-old, who's been arrested on suspicion of robbery and other offenses. A man accused of indecent assault and abuse of trust has made his initial court appearance. The courts have ordered reporting restrictions to safeguard the child complainant. He's been granted bail under strict conditions and is due to return in the coming weeks. No pleas have been entered into the matter. The police, meanwhile, have arrested Al Pearson, bringing an end to the search for the wanted man. He's currently being held in police custody. He was wanted after allegedly breaching bail conditions and interfering with his electronic monitor, which he had been fitted with as part of a case involving alleged robbery and possession of an imitation firearm. Police have withdrawn the wanted appeal and have expressed appreciation to the public for their assistance. And in other news, this weekend, parents and children are invited to learn about the country's many service organizations that cater to kids.
That's this Saturday coming at Arts and Recreation Center. We start from 10 o'clock. It's a youth opportunity expo. Parents, if you want to learn more about what your young people can get involved in, you need to come.
Cayman Islands Youth Development Consortium's Dr. Sylvia Wilkes is inviting everyone to visit this year's Youth Asset Fair. The event will feature service group booths, youth performances, food, and a fashion show. Darren Reynolds.
I just want to invite everyone to come on out, including our young people. I feel it's very important that we attend this event. And don't worry now, we're starting very early from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. and learn about the different assets as well as learning about the different programs that are in place that will be present so that then you can sign up with these programs and to gain new skills and just to develop.
The Youth Development Consortium is a non-government, non-profit organization founded specifically to implement asset-building programs for Cayman's youth. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworwiecka. Workers at Samsung Electronics in South Korea have voted to accept a landmark profit-sharing deal. Tens of thousands of staff in the chip-making division will get an average annual bonus of almost $400,000. The agreement averts a strike that threatened the global supply of memory chips for AI. Israel has killed the new military commander of Hamas with a strike in Gaza. Mohammed Oda was appointed after his predecessor was killed earlier this month. Spanish police have entered the headquarters of the governing Socialist Party in Madrid. They're looking for information as part of an investigation into alleged illegal financing. A German far-left militant has been sentenced to 13 years in prison for a series of armed robberies. Daniela Kletter, who was part of the Baader-Meinhof gang, evaded the authorities for decades before her arrest in Berlin. Five people trapped in a cave in Laos for a week have been found alive. Rescuers are still searching for two others in the remote network of tunnels, which the men had apparently entered in search of gold. The World Health Organization has warned that conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is complicating efforts to contain a deadly Ebola outbreak. It's called for an immediate ceasefire. India's Prime Minister has urged people to take all possible precautions in response to an extreme heat wave. Schools have closed early for the summer holidays. Residents of Delhi have been advised to stay indoors. Hungarian MPs have voted overwhelmingly for the country to remain a member of the International Criminal Court. The previous government of Viktor Orban withdrew from the court's jurisdiction after it sought the arrest of Israel's prime minister. Almost 300 Ghanaians have left South Africa on a repatriation flight. The move follows a wave of protests against migrants in several South African cities. Hundreds more have registered to return to Ghana. BBC World News.